An American student with Palestinian roots is fighting for the right to study in Israel. Lara Al-Qassam is 22. She's been accepted into a graduate program at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and she got a student visa from the Israeli consulate in Miami. It seemed that everything was in order, but when Al-Qassam arrived at the airport in Tel Aviv last week, the authorities refused to let her into the country. The reason was her past involvement with a pro-Palestinian activist group. Reporter Daniela Cheslow went to Al-Qassam's court hearing today and has this story.
Lara Al-Qassam appeared in Tel Aviv District Court this morning. She wore a long black cardigan, a gray turtleneck, black glasses, and she did not say a word. Here's the gist of her legal fight. Israel passed a law in 2017 that allows the government to ban entry to foreign activists who support BDS. That stands for Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions. BDS activists say they want to pressure Israel to promote Palestinian independence. But Israel sees the movement as an anti-Semitic campaign to delegitimize the Jewish state. When Al-Qassam was at the University of Florida, she served as president of a group called Students for Justice in Palestine. That's the smoking gun for Israel's Minister of Strategic Affairs, Gilad Erdan. He says he will reconsider letting Al-Qassam into Israel if she apologizes for her activism and renounces her support for BDS. So far, she refuses. That's Al-Qassam's lawyer, Yotam Ben-Hillel, speaking in court. He says that she left the activist group a year and a half ago, and in any case, there were only 8 members. He says Al-Qassam never called publicly for a boycott of Israel, and that Israeli officials are relying on Facebook and a dossier from a dodgy anti-Palestinian group to make their case against this American student. State's attorney Yossi Tzadok paints a different picture of Al-Qassam as a committed BDS activist who demonstrated in support of a terrorist. Tzadok also points out that Al-Qassam deleted her social media accounts before she arrived in Israel last week. Asher Fredman is with the Strategic Affairs Ministry.
We're looking at actions. We have clear criteria, and we believe that Ms. Al-Qassam meets those criteria based on her actions and on the actions of the organization of which she was a senior leader over several years.
Al-Qassam's attorney, Liora Bechor, says her client will not apologize.
Lara is not willing to claim that BDS is illegitimate. She's not willing to apologize for her past activities. And the fact that Minister Erdan is asking that of her, he's asking to penalize her thoughts and that she humiliate herself and claim that BDS is illegitimate.
Al-Qassam planned to study at Hebrew University, which has itself been targeted by BDS activists. But the university is supporting Al-Qassam. A lawyer for the school, Pepi Yakirevich, appeared in court and argued that Al-Qassam should be allowed into Israel, where she could see it's not an apartheid state, but a democratic country. And Al-Qassam, she says, is just the person who will improve Israel's reputation. The judge didn't give a ruling. Al-Qassam returned to detention. The U.S. Embassy says it's providing consular assistance, including welfare visits, according to an official there. Outside the courtroom, I catch lawmaker Mosi Raz. He and 2 colleagues from the Liberal Merits Party visited Al-Qassam, and he says her situation is unbearable and she must be allowed to study.
I'm afraid that the pressure that the right wing is pressing the court again and again and again make some problems to the court to decide and to take the just decisions.
One man came to the trial as a spectator. He wore a blue and white Israeli flag draped around his shoulders. Aharon Gottlieb is a Jewish Brazilian who just moved to Israel. And as a Jewish person, he's entitled to citizenship under the law of return.
We need to make sure that our enemies don't come into the country.
That's a view held by many Israelis. Across the street from the court, Malka Weinstein sipped a cappuccino with friends.
All the Western countries don't let such people in their country. If you speak against this country, don't enter there. Go somewhere that you believe in, not the place that you think is bad. It's not Israel that are so racist or against. It's all the countries should defend themselves.
Classes at Hebrew University begin next week. The program Al-Qassam was accepted to is called Human Rights and Transitional Justice. A political cartoon in the Israeli daily Haaretz has pictured Al-Qassam sitting in her detention cell. A guard says to her, "This is the practical part of the course." For The World in Tel Aviv, Daniela Cheslow.